Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
Okay, we're about a week away from the camotocollege.org golf tournament at Sycamore Ridge on July 27th. That's a week from Thursday. And we would love for you to be involved. We're going to do a couple more shout-outs between now and then. You remember, we did a podcast recently about Camo to College, which is a wonderful organization that helps veterans after serving our military to either go to college or a trade school to assimilate into private life after being in the military. I just can't think of a better cause than this. This is phenomenal. And it is just a feel-good event. We would love for you to be involved some way or another. If you're not a golfer, maybe you could go on the website and donate $20 or something of that nature as they're trying to raise funds for the Kansas City chapter where this was founded. Lockton Companies, the Lockton Corporation, the big insurance company here in Kansas City, is behind this, and they're very, very involved. It's a wonderful organization. Right now, we have 77 players in this golf tournament. We'd love to have 100. We would love to get four or five more teams if we possibly could. If you'd like to play a little golf, it is Thursday, July 27th at Sycamore Ridge, a Jim Colbert designed golf course. And it starts at 8 a.m. It's only $125 per player. You're going to get to play. They're going to have some lunch and a lot of stuff included. It's a great value as well. Sycamore Ridge is very involved in this. They gave a really nice discount to these folks so they could raise as much money as possible. If you can't play or you don't play, maybe your company would like to be a sponsor. You can log on to the website and be a sponsor, or you can just make a private donation there as well. It's camotocollege.org. That's camotocollege.org. There's only one M in camo, CamoTocollege, camotocollege.org, and we'd love to have you involved. Not going to beat you over the head too much. So many of you are just so gracious with your time and your energies and your efforts, and you do all kinds of things philanthropically or with your churches, and we greatly appreciate that. But if you're looking for a place to donate some money that you can get a nice little tax break out of this as well, if you'd like to help out in some way, we would certainly be honored. That's why it's important enough to me to mention at the top of the podcast here today. That's all. We're about a week out. I'm playing in the tournament. Jessica's playing in the tournament. We're playing with our friends, the Caldwells. It's going to be a little couples outing. We're not winning anything, but we're going to have a great day and support the cause. And we really appreciate Josh Arnold and all the folks at Camo to College and the great work that they do there. Again, C-A-M-O, camotocollege.org. Love to have you come play golf with us. I get a lot of folks send me emails, hey, let's play golf, let's do this. Come on out, let's play golf. We'll hang out all day. We'll be there before the event a little bit. We'll certainly be there after the event quite a bit. They're going to have a luncheon afterwards. Love to meet you. Love to talk about your golf game. Love to talk about golf or Camo to College or anything that's on your mind. Please come on out. If not, come on by. We should be done playing golf around 12:30 or 1 o'clock. If you just want to come by Sycamore Ridge and say hello, feel free to do so. You could probably make an in-person or donation as well. We'd love to have you out there July 27th at Sycamore Ridge, camotocollege.org. Appreciate you indulging me for that. And you know, when I talk about charitable causes or something here, because we don't do it a lot. When we do, I hope you know that we have vetted it. We appreciate what they do. We think it's important for us. Personally, it's important, but it's also something that if you're not, you know, generally involved with charities or your church or something and have an active role, but you like to make a difference somehow, hopefully I can help you with that and say this is some way that you can do that. Very cool stuff. All right, Donald Trump is in the news, obviously, as he's received a letter from the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, who went to Subway and got a $5 sandwich on Tuesday. And he's sending a message to Trump that his life just goes on and you can't bully me. I'm the special prosecutor. I'm at Subway getting a sandwich. It's just the most ridiculous stuff I've ever seen. And I guess somehow maybe it works. We've added up the totals here of all the charges now of this is pending, obviously, what they're going to do here. And many prosecutors, former prosecutors are saying, Donald Trump should not reply to this letter. He should not appear in front of the grand jury. They should just ignore it and move down the road. This is about January 6th. We did a whole bunch of this on a patron podcast yesterday. I'm not going to go into the weeds or the details of all of it. You can find all that as much as you like. It's just become so repetitive and stupid that there's no reason to go in this. They're attacking him for January 6th, where he offered tens of thousands of troops to Nancy Pelosi to protect the Capitol that she turned down, gave a speech down the road from the Capitol and said, peacefully be heard, and they are now going to indict him and arrest him for this. He'll have to make some sort of an appearance, I'm sure, at some point after they arrest him. We've added it all up with the help of our friend the internet, and it appears that Donald Trump, if all of these things come to fruition, if he were convicted on, I just want to know if you've ever heard this before with anyone for a nonviolent crimes. We're not talking about somebody who murdered, you know, serial killer who murdered 17 people over 20 years or something like that. Donald Trump is facing, this is comical. I think he should use this. I think Trump should just go out and embrace this and make, he's so good at comedy. He should just make a mockery of the whole thing. He really should, for the American people to see. Donald Trump, with all of his charges added up now, if he's convicted on all of them, faces up to 770 years in jail. I mean, this is unbelievable. If you want to convince the American public that this is a sham, you throw that number out. Because America watched him as president for 4 years. They know he's not a crook. They know he's not a criminal. They know there's no cocaine in the White House. There were no scandals there. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He just works and made deals for America. And you can hate the man. You can dislike him personally. Well, you can have all these things. You may dislike him politically. But you really can't make any kind of an argument that he's ripping off America. It has cost him so much money to be president. It literally has. He should do an accounting of that and say, this is what it's cost me since 2016 to do this for my country. This is what I'm in for. While Biden's over here taking money and stealing money, this is what I've personally spent to try to help America. Now, I wouldn't say the word spent. This is what it's cost me to do this. Because I think it would resonate with a lot of people, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know enough about the law to know whether I don't think he's going to appear in front of the grand jury. He's got 4 days to prepare or something. That's not enough. I don't think you go put him, he could hurt himself by saying something. So I think he'll be a no-show in front of the grand jury on this first thing, but then we'll see where it goes from there. This Jack Smith just looks like a lonely, sad man that has one simple thing in the world that's important to him, and that is keep Donald Trump from being president. And what's amazing with the liberals is it's gone beyond, we have to keep the presidency. You know, we got to keep Biden in there, get our own person. It's beyond that. And it's not even, we have to keep a Republican out. We have to keep this for a Democrat, and we can't have the Republicans have it. That's what the game's always been, keep the other party out. That's not it. This is personal. I think they know what we know is too good to be true. And that is, if we could find a way for Donald Trump to win the presidency again, it will be the ugliest thing that ever happened for the institutions in the federal government in Washington, D.C. and the Democrat Party that has ever happened to them. It will be a four-year bloodletting of that party, of the people that have come after Trump previously, of the people that work in the federal government. I think he will dismantle agency after agency. I think you will see hundreds of thousands of federal employees fired, not just department heads. We know this. We've seen reports. They're already working on a list of people they're going to put in every possible place they can immediately, firing the people in charge, putting people in charge of all these agencies who will go in with a mandate to go in and fire the staff. Gut it out. Clean it out and start over and hire conservatives. Because, again, just like these school boards all over the country, we weren't paying attention. The truth, what they know, our weakness. Our weakness is the true foundation of conservatism is, I mean, the rock solid part of all this is, we individually want our freedoms, and we individually want to run our own lives. By nature, we don't meddle in these other things and organize trying to take over school boards or the IRS or the Department of Justice or whatever federal agency it may be. It could be something like Health and Human Services. I'm sure that's very liberal at this point. Every single agency, housing probably is very liberal. They've taken them all over because this is their game. They're better at the politics game than the right. We're better at living our lives. and enjoying happier lives, I think, in most ways, in most cases. But Trump is seen as, he's the guy who's recognized what we're doing, and he's going to go in and do it. And I think they know that, and I think that's why they do all this. Now, there was a moment last night in a cringeworthy town hall with Sean Hannity, and God bless Sean Hannity. The guy works his butt off. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. We're in the same industry. He's done better than me. Far be it from me to criticize someone who's worked that hard or whatever. I mean, he's good for him. Good for Sean Hannity. But my God, he can't ask a question to save his ass. He just rambles and reads his talking points back to the person he's with. And then at times, he gets to a point where he'll say, "Don't you think?" Which is a question. He'll say, "Here's what I think." And then he'll say, "Don't you think?" Which is a question. It ends with a question. But then he can't stop rambling. And he rambles again. And then he ends with a comment and no question at all. And the person is sitting there, doesn't know how to respond. Well, last night, he got into it with Trump a little bit, you know, sitting there lecturing Trump on early voting, that the Republicans have to vote early this time. We've got to mail them in. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Now, the only issue I've ever had with early mailing is, if I send my vote in, how do I know it's counted? Can I verify that with them? Do I then again go on election day and see if they say you already voted? Do I walk up to people on election day and say, "Well, I voted by mail. Can you look up and see if my vote has already been counted?" And then try to vote electronically? Can I try to vote twice? I don't want to get arrested, but how will I know? I feel pretty good when I go vote. With the machines that we have and the things, the way it's worked, it prints out a paper ballot that I look at. I actually deposit a paper ballot into a box. Okay, and I like that. The machine prints out my paper ballot and I get to look at it, and then I put it in the box. I'm good with that. I feel pretty good about the machines that I've used where I vote. I don't know about you. But Hannity goes into this preacher mode and is just letting Trump have it. And I'm on Hannity's side here. I'm agreeing with him. I just didn't like the way he did it because he rubs me wrong and it just makes it hard to watch. I couldn't watch the whole thing because of Hannity. I can watch an hour of Trump. I won't say he was off his game in this thing. He wasn't nearly as funny and jovial as he usually is. He looked a little tired to me. I think some of this is getting to him. I don't know why he keeps doing it, but he does. So Hannity's on about early voting and mail-in voting, and Trump says, "Well, Sean, do you know how much corruption there is in the Postal Service?" And Trump didn't articulate this properly. I think what he was trying to say was, if you know conservative areas, like let's just say where I live in Lenexa, it's pretty conservative out here. My neighborhood, my zip code, 66220, my zip code is very conservative. All right, if we take 66220 and all of a sudden all these mail-in ballots are coming in, who says the post office isn't going to throw them in the trash? Now, Trump didn't articulate it that way. He said, "Sean, there's no security in this. If you mail them in, how do you know it's going to get counted? There's corruption in that as well." And we've all talked about these massive drops that we've seen. We saw them in Michigan at 3 a.m. in Detroit, where the van pulls up and hundreds of thousands of ballots come in boxes at 3 a.m. on election night, and nothing happens to those people. You know, those ballots just showed up. They started counting them in the morning. We've seen the video. You cannot deny the video. You can't deny it that it happened. How several hundred thousand votes come in Detroit at 3 a.m. is beyond me. It was not a Postal Service worker truck. It was like a white van. And here they came, and three dudes get out and start carrying boxes of ballots into the election center. We've seen that. We all believe that's fraudulent. I'm pretty confident that everybody listening to this podcast right now believes that's fraudulent. And if it was going in favor of Trump, if it were in places like Paola that we saw that, "Oh, look what happened here at the Paola High School gymnasium, 2 a.m., a white van shows up, and look, three boxes of votes come in." I'd be like, "Well, those are Trump votes, because look at Paola, 83% for Trump." And I'd say, "That's wrong. That what I'm seeing isn't right. That looks fraudulent to me. That looks fraudulent to me." And maybe this needs to start happening in every small town in America, that they just find another 1,000 conservative votes in all of these different places. I don't know. But we see that. What we don't know is, do they have the ability to keep the conservative votes out? And I think that's what Trump was getting at. But he wasn't articulating it properly with Sean. And I think it's a really big discussion we need to have. I do believe, by and large, we need to mail in more votes. The early voting that I would recommend is vote early and go drop it off at the election office. Take it there yourself. Don't put it in the mail. Take your early ballot, fill it out, take it over there and drop it in. And here's why. Because Hannity didn't say it and Trump didn't say it. I don't think anybody understands this. They all talk about this early voting like we're just going to get more votes if we vote early. You know, more people will vote, whatever. I'm like, they don't understand what happens on election day. And I've mentioned this before. I know in particular a couple of friends of ours that frequently leading up to elections were like, you're going to vote, you're going to vote. And I stay on them, you're going to vote, you're going to vote. And then afterwards, like, how was your line? Was everyone, oh, I got busy, I didn't go. I got busy and didn't go. Well, if you send something from your house 2 weeks early, if you're the kind of person that's going to have just an excuse to not vote because you think your vote doesn't count, and most people think their vote doesn't count, let's be honest. Most people believe that. Oh, how could one vote change anything? Well, let me tell you, the Taylor Swift girls, they think their vote's changing everything, and they're all voting, okay? So we can't be in that position. And people find a reason to not vote on election day. It used to be weather-related. If it was raining, if there's snow, turnout will be low, whatever. That's bad for Republicans. Everybody should do this early. At least that way you've done it. And there is no excuse. I would love to know, and I don't think there's any way to know this. I guess you could do some polling. If you didn't vote in the presidential election, did you intend to go on election day and then not vote? That would be the only poll question. I would love to know what percentage of Americans that didn't vote say they didn't vote but intended to on election day. I'd love to see how many that is. Folks, it's got to be in the millions nationwide. It has to be millions of people that on election day just don't go, that they planned on it. It's, I don't know, am I registered? Do I have my ID? Some people are scared. Am I set up right to do this? Do you even know if you're registered? What if I go there and I'm not registered and they kick me out? I've wasted my time. There are so many different people that fall in these categories. That's what the Republican Party has to fix. Because I'm promising you, those are Republican votes. Those aren't the crazy people on the left. Crazy people on the left are registered, ready to rock and roll, and they're in. They're spending election day trying to get more votes for their candidates after they've mailed in 7 for themselves and their fake children or whatever it may be. But we'll see. You know, we're decided by a few thousand in Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. You got to vote. And I'm with Hannity. You should be voting early. I think I'm probably going to do it, but I'm going to plan on driving mine over there. Why run the risk of, what if I wake up on election day and break my toe? I get out of bed, I break my toe, I wind up in the emergency room, now I'm on painkillers, they gave me crutches. What happens? It's all possible. There is a substantial number of people, honestly, I don't know how many car wrecks we have in America every day, but I'll bet you anybody in a car wreck doesn't go vote that day. Right? I mean, there's just stuff that happens. So I sort of see that. But boy, Trump acted like he is not in favor of early voting at all. He wants to get in and change the law, and I appreciate that, and I'd be okay with that. I think we should have a voting week, honestly. And I think one of the days, maybe the last day, should be a national holiday. If we want to vote Tuesday through Saturday, make Friday a national holiday, and there's no excuse for anybody, but it's all in person, it's all with IDs, and I'm totally good with that. But you got to make it really accessible for people. I'm totally on board there. I didn't think Trump was on his game. I guess that's my point, watching that. KKHI is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Maybe I should talk to Mark. I need to have lunch with Mark here soon anyway, and I haven't seen him in a while. I'd love to get his thoughts. He's real into, obviously, all of this stuff, machines, business machines, copiers, printers, phone systems. I wonder what his thoughts are on the voting machines, balloting, legitimacy of all this, what can be done with machines. Mark, I'm coming after you on this one. I want your input on what you think. 360documentsolutions.com. Really, for any business in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma, you can call Mark. the owner of the company. Isn't that a novel concept? You're not speaking with somebody in India. You're talking to the owner right here who has service personnel. If you ever have an issue with any of his products, will come out and take care of you and get it fixed for you because you don't know how to fix it. And you don't like being stuck on hold for 27 minutes and then talk to somebody in India. 913-745-5344. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. Buck Roofing and Construction's been a big week for Ron. He's been very busy. All the tree damage. We talked about this on yesterday's podcast. Jeff Passan, the sports reporter for ESPN, was crushed by a tree as he was cleaning up debris in his yard. Man, don't climb up on your roof. Have Ron Buck out. If you had tree damage around your house, please call Buck Roofing and let them inspect your roof and see if the tree hit your roof first, if there's damage up there. The roof inspection is free. 913-384-2680. That's 913-384-2680. If you've seen damage around your house, but not really anything on your roof, you better get somebody up there to take a look. Or you could have a real problem on your hand down the road, and you might even have a harder time saying, well, we think this happened during a storm or maybe a tree. No, do it now. 913-384-2680 for Buck Roofing. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. The Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. Fantastic pocket knives. America, America, America. If you have not yet, and maybe you're not a pocket knife guy, if you haven't gone to the website, go check this out and support this great local company. Look at these beautiful knives and think about giving one as a gift. You know somebody that would love one. Or just have one. Keep it in a drawer. You'll have it when you need it. If you go on a camping weekend or you get invited to somebody's lake house, take it with you. You won't believe how many times it comes in handy. A Finch pocket knife online at finchknifeco.com. They've got dozens of series, collections of knives there. They're collectible pieces of art, is basically what they are. But they're also ridiculously awesome tools. 154-centimeter U.S. steel blades. You're going to keep life from getting dull online at finchknifeco.com or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton, and you'll keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. All right, the whistleblowers are headed to Capitol Hill today in the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden IRS scandal. And one previous whistleblower has 13 years as a special agent with the IRS. He is said to be as impressive a person as you'll ever meet. He wanted to stay anonymous, did not want people to know who he was. That's why you have whistleblower protections. And has come forth with all this information. And today we will learn the identity of whistleblower X. This person has released already the opening statement where this man says he is appearing in front of Congress because of systemic problems that have allowed misconduct to flourish in the federal government. This person says he is not there to place blame on anyone as to what has happened with the federal government or to look back and try to find the people who allowed this to happen. All he's trying to do is do something positive to fix the IRS, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and such going forward. They say this could be the single most impressive person to ever testify. That when you see this person near this person, you're going to go, oh, wow. Yeah, this person knows everything that's going on and is brilliant, and this is scary. We'll see. I don't know. I hear the Republicans build up a lot of stuff, and I see a lot of stuff go nowhere. And most of this stuff goes nowhere. They're trying to put Trump in jail for 770 years. Well, we know this. Most of that's going nowhere. They're just trying to win an election. Trying to win an election. But I'm going to watch. I'm going to keep my eye on that. It's the kind of thing we'll do a patron podcast over after we see what they have to say. I just don't know how, when you're the sitting president, that anything other than, like, when Trump was president, Adam Schiff came after him and they impeached him. And Trump wants right now the Republicans to impeach Biden, which would be fun. It would be great. But don't you think the American voters would look at that and say, I mean, we always take the high road and go, I think voters are smarter than this. They're just going to think this is petty and stupid and political. The Democrats don't do that. They swing at everything that is petty, stupid, and looks childish. Every single thing they can. They just keep doing it. And we don't. Is this hearing today an attempt to try to do that? I don't know. 90% of the media out there won't even report this is happening in all likelihood. That's really what they're up against, is trying to get into people's iPhones, get across social media. If there is a money quote here, if there's some sort of heated exchange where he beats down a Democrat politician who's asking him questions, that could go viral. That's what needs to happen. That's the way you reach people. So we'll see. I'm never really optimistic on these things, but we will see. We'll keep an eye on the whistleblower and probably do a patron podcast on that. Mark Alford, our local congressman and former Fox 4 anchor, says that the new $1.3 billion for Ukraine aid goes against Congress. Mark Alford is still supporting Ukraine in this war, but he's fading fast. Conservatives want out. I think Alford's hearing from everybody in his district that they want out, that they simply don't want hundreds of billions of dollars going to Ukraine because they can't see, touch, feel, smell, or hear exactly what's going on and why it's in America's best interest, because there really isn't anything there. There's a whole lot in the Biden's best interest. There's a lot in the neocon best interest in D.C., all these people that are making money off of wars, and the Republicans that support it likely have munitions plants in their states, companies that make money off war, or they have big corporations that make planes and tanks and bullets that support their campaign. I can't believe any real Republican or conservative has ginned up some kind of fake hate here for Vladimir Putin that they actually think that Putin's going to bomb us or start a war with us. It's ludicrous. The guy's only 100 miles into Ukraine. He's not taking on the United States. I've never felt safer against the Russians than I do now. This is not defending America. It has very little to do with defending America, and I think Mark Alford's starting to hear that from his constituents. He says he's still supporting, but it's fading. And in an interview on Tuesday, he said the new $1.3 billion goes everything against Congress. We need peace talks, not more money. Quote, we need to stop, unquote, is what Alford is saying. The United States needs to stop funding the war. He doesn't think that Ukraine should cede any land to Russia. I'm open to that. I'm open to that because I don't care. I want to end it. I'm about Kevin and you and America and our tax dollars. There is no threat to our country going on in Ukraine or Russia. Sorry, it's not happening. And if there's a threat to Europe, that's more their problem than ours too. They don't even pay what they're supposed to pay to be in NATO. We can't keep doing this. This is insane. This is a problem with our federal government. That's where the responsibility lies. They're getting rich and making money off war. They literally don't care that 50,000 teenage boys have died in this thing because they're getting rich. It's the saddest thing ever. It really is. And I don't care if Ukraine has to give up 75 miles of land on their eastern border. That didn't bother me at all. I really don't even care if they give up that port down by the sea. I don't think that's such a strategic thing that that's a real threat to America. And if it's a threat to Europe, maybe they should get in there and stop this stuff. They're not. They're not. So Alford is right and wrong on this one. Okay? He's still supporting it. But, okay, I can see where he's coming from. He says we need peace talks. He doesn't want to cede any land. He's like, well, there are no peace talks. Russia's not going to go for that. Russia's not going to go to peace talks and walk away and say, okay, we're out. They're going to want something in peace talks. They've earned something. They're well into Ukraine. They can say, well, the spring offensive for Ukraine worked. It's doing this. Well, no, the war isn't in Russia. The war is still in Ukraine. If they're all still fighting in Ukraine, that means the Russians have taken some territory. Something has to be negotiated. I'm sitting here looking at the defense minister whose net worth, the Ukrainian, it was great on Twitter yesterday. It's on my Twitter timeline. I retweeted it. So he put, the defense minister of Ukraine is said to have a net worth of $1 million. That's with an M. $1 million. And he just bought a $7 million house on the ocean in Cannes, France, for his daughter who got married. Okay, so let me restate that. The defense minister of Ukraine has a daughter who got married, and her wedding present is a $7 million house in France. And his net worth is said to be $1 million. The entire cabinet are rolling around in Bentleys. They are buying stuff with our money like you have never seen. Have you seen Zelensky's house? Google it. It's impressive. I mean, it's awesome. It's like Mar-a-Lago. These people, this is such a scam. I'm telling you, it's just money, money, money. And you know, Russia's probably in on it too. Because if Zelensky has this awesome house, and they know something like where Zelensky's, you know, capital is, or where they're, why haven't the Russians bombed that stuff? I mean, I don't even understand. If you're at war with somebody, is Russia then afraid that NATO will come in if they bomb the capital or take out the government buildings or whatever? These rules of war to me are unbelievable. Okay, you can use this weapon, but you can't use that weapon. Okay, you can bomb this stuff, but you can't bomb that stuff. I don't understand. People are dying. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and we have rules over this? Shouldn't both sides be trying to win the war as fast as possible no matter what? I don't understand war at all. I'd be terrible at this. Wait, I can't use these tanks? I can't use these bombs? I can't use this? What? I'm sorry. It's all just theater. And money. Lots of money. Your money. My money. KKHI is brought to you by the new car image. Now, you've seen these sweet Bentleys the Ukrainian officials all have, but they don't have Brad and his team from the new car image over there keeping those babies looking sweet. That's what they really need. Because, you know, there's like bomb dust in the air and smoke and dirt and debris and stuff flying around. So I'm sure it's hard for them to keep their Bentleys looking exactly the way they need to look. But you can do that with your car right here anywhere in the Kansas City area from Belton to Lawrence. New car image will come to you for a full detail. They'll do it while you work at your office. They'll come by your house. They're even a personal concierge for you. They do DMV services, so you don't have to do it yourself. They have power of attorney forms. It's incredible what they'll do. They're your personal concierge with your car or your fleet of trucks, cars, etc. for your business. Of course they do washing and detailing. And right now, if you sign up for a full interior detail in July, you're going to get the $300 to $500 ceramic coating on the outside of your car absolutely free. That's a heck of a deal. It's thenewcarimage.com or call Brad at 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. Call him up and tell him you're a Ukrainian official and you want him to clean up your car to park it there in front of the defense ministry. God, they got some sweet cars over there. Back 9 Development is online at back9development.com. That's the number 9, back9development.com. Your custom builder. You look at building a custom home. You know, home building hasn't slowed down like home resales. Buying and selling homes is way down, but the building just continues. And if you're looking to build, you really should talk to Back 9 Development, no matter where it is. And most places, if you're moving into a subdivision with half acre to full acre lots or something like that, they'll let you bring your own builder. And I would say it'd be a pretty good thing to call TJ and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about this spot? What could we do here? Meet with TJ. It could absolutely change your life. 785-236-0161. You can just call him personally and meet with the owner of Back 9 Development. He's a lot like you and I. He's just a great American. Back9development.com. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Get building with back9development.com. Earth Effects Outdoor is your new landscape company. Whether you're looking to put a new tree in or you need your lawn redone this fall, you're going to need the complete aeration and overseeding because whatever's happened to your lawn has happened to your lawn. They'll do all that. They do all kinds of great work. Anything like that. They specialize in hardscapes. They would love to build you retaining walls, drainage, ponds, water features, berms and trees, outdoor kitchens, fire pits, lighting systems. They've got it all. These are great American patriots with deep Christian values. Daniel Hanks and his team are the real deal. Over 25 years in the Kansas City area, online at eeoutdoor.com. That's Earth Effects. eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. Your new landscaping company. On to sports. Oh, Andy Reid was the star of the first day of training camp. Andy Reid was the star. And Andy Reid doesn't like to be the star. Andy Reid doesn't, his entire goal of every news conference he's ever had is to go in, say as little as possible, and get out. That's it. Now, he's not Belichick. He doesn't stonewall people. but he's really good at not saying anything. The only time he says anything with any vigor is when he's talking about the other team and the other coach and how great they are, which is nice. He's a pro. But Andy came out in his Hawaiian shirt, his Tommy Bahama shirt at the start of training camp. He's just kind of settling into what is hopefully a much bigger dorm room than the players get. I assume they have some sort of special accommodation there for Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs. But he was way more open than he ever is in season. And that's kind of what the beginning of camp tends to be. They asked Andy about taking vacation. Andy has a beach house. He's got a place in California. He loves going to the islands, whether it's Caribbean or Hawaii or wherever. He loves going to remote places for 7 to 10 days for a while. He does it usually once in June, once in July before camp. He will take vacation. He's not a guy that won't get away. They started asking about his vacation. Say, what do you do? He says, I like to read, you know. And I think the question came up like, well, what book did you read? And he goes, no. Some people read novels on vacation. I read plays for a couple hours a day. And they kind of chuckled and laughed, and he wasn't kidding. Everybody likes to read a little bit when on vacation, maybe not all day. But he says, yeah, some people read novels. No, I read plays for a couple hours a day. I take my work with me when I'm on vacation because it's what I love. Now, a lot of people would be critical of something like this. I get it completely. I think if you really love what you do, it never leaves you. No matter where you go, no matter what day of the week it is, it's part of you everywhere you go. Now, maybe I'm saying something offensive. Maybe you think I'm sick. I don't know. I don't grind like I used to. I just don't. I don't know if Andy Reid works as many hours now as he does 25 years ago. He probably doesn't. He's probably figured a lot of things out. And he explains some of those about his relationship with Mahomes. We'll get into those in a moment. But I just want to take that quote for a second and say that I think this is actually very normal behavior. When I used to travel, even on vacation, we'd go somewhere. I would listen to sports radio in those towns. And you'd say, well, that isn't much. And I'd pick up the paper and I'd read what was going on locally. But I was doing it because I wanted to see what other people were doing in radio, what other writers were writing about, what content was like, the direction of the content. Is it critical? Is it fluff? Is it opinion? What is it? I loved to try to figure that out everywhere we went, when we went to different places. Jessica didn't even notice really that I was doing this because we would just be in a rental car or something, sports radio would be on, and you know, she'd go, oh, we'd put music on too. So what was weird about it was I didn't really do that at home. When I was at home, I didn't really do that. So I'm guessing if Andy Reid goes to, I don't know, does something for a day, takes a day off in Kansas City, he probably doesn't read plays that day. When you go on the road, you take them with you because it connects you. It's who you are. I didn't like listening to sports talk radio. I liked doing sports talk radio. I would listen when there was breaking news. But by and large, I didn't want to hear other people's styles in this town. I didn't want to hear what they were talking about. I knew what I was doing was different than everyone else, and I didn't need to hear them to know that. So I thought, well, why would I listen to something that I wouldn't be doing? So I didn't. I read every day. I read news stories and things like that. But early on, I was influenced a little bit by some opinion pieces that I'd read when the Star had, you know, like opinion columnists. But they don't really have that anymore, and there's no way to consume that. So I didn't really do this. But when I went on vacation, I did. I did. I get that. I think that's pretty normal behavior. A lot of people may not think it is. I think that's really normal behavior. If you absolutely love what you do, I think that's normal. Now, Andy Reid wins one game this year. He's going to tie Tom Landry for fourth all time. He's won 2 Super Bowls. They're talking dynasty. Remarkably. Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes as starting quarterback, 5-for-5 in reaching the AFC title game. That's just sick. But his news conference was about new challenges. And Patrick Mahomes was asked about, what is he talking about new challenges? He goes, man, I get a little nervous every year when I come to camp because Andy's about to drop some stuff on me that I didn't know was coming. He always puts stuff in camp that I just don't know about because we've been apart for a while and here comes the new stuff and now we're at camp. And he will challenge him. Like sometimes he'll call a play and leave a formation out of the play and see if Patrick puts it into the right formation or stops and goes, hey, I don't have the formation. Or if there's confusion because nobody knows the formation, that he will challenge them with wrong play calls frequently. That's amazing. That's a good way to make sure it doesn't happen in a game. I like that. But what I also heard was that Andy Reid has a tendency with this quarterback that they are so close and they answer each other's sentences and things like that, that he makes the most random phone calls to Mahomes you've ever seen. Like, Andy doesn't care where Patrick is. And this is unusual because there are rules. There's coaching rules of things that you can have. It's not quite like college or whatever, but there are rules on when you can practice, things you can do, whatever. But apparently Andy is notorious for just making calls to Patrick Mahomes that he's got a play in his head and he wants to bounce it off his quarterback. I'm thinking of this play. We're doing this. I'm going to call it. What do you think? And apparently he's done this at 4 a.m. Now, what nobody did ask was, and I'd love to know, does Patrick Mahomes have a bat phone? Does he have a separate burner phone just for Andy? I'm curious about that. Do you keep your phone ringer on all night? I did when my kids were teenagers and in college, but I don't now. They're grown. My phone ringer's off. I'd probably hear it vibrate or something if somebody called in the middle of the night. I'd probably hear it because I'm a light sleeper, but maybe not. I certainly don't have a ringer on, you know, in case of emergency, whatever. Maybe I should, but I don't like living that way. Does Mahomes? Does he have a special setting on his phone that if it's Andy, it rings? Can you do that? How does that work? It's fascinating to hear how all these coaches and players are different. Man, the Chiefs got something great going with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Just absolutely remarkable what they've been able to do. Andy was the star of camp. Cool stuff. Hey, we got the World Cup coming to Kansas City in 2026. You've probably heard about that. In Australia, in Melbourne, in the Commonwealth of Victoria. That's like a state. Melbourne, Victoria, in Australia. They have the Commonwealth Games coming in 2026. And their premier, which is like their governor, said yesterday, screw this, we're out. $4.7 billion was going to be the cost for 12 days of games. The Commonwealth Games in 2026. They can't find a home. They can't find a place to go. Victoria had stepped up and said, yeah, we'll do this. Australia kicked some money in. The premier said, I've made difficult decisions in this job. This just isn't one of them. This is all cost and no benefit. We're out. See ya. Dan Andrews is the guy's name. Wow. Can we make him mayor of Kansas City? So has anybody seen a budget on the World Cup for Kansas City? Has the city, county, state said what they're kicking in? We know last week that the city council in Kansas City, Missouri passed $5 million a year for the next 3 years to kick in $15 million toward this. That's not getting you the World Cup. Who's paying for tearing the seats out of Arrowhead Stadium to make it soccer friendly? Who's paying how much to FIFA? We don't have any of these numbers. I'm shocked. It costs $4.7 billion for the Commonwealth Games. My God, what does it cost for the World Cup? What are we doing here? Does anybody want to ask the question? They're not going to say, are they? Somehow this is going to get stolen and pushed through and finagled and scammed, which is what Democrats do. And we're going to pay for it and not even know it. And they're really never going to tell us how much. But if Victoria is pulling out of 12 days of Commonwealth Games because of money, maybe we should be looking whether or not we should have this in Kansas City. And I don't think anybody really is asking that question. Not anybody in charge. There are people in the media asking the question, how much, who's going to tell us, what's the deal? Nobody's answering. Nobody's answering. It's a cabal. That's what it is. It's a cabal. We have a cabal in Kansas City. It is business leaders on the take. It is sports teams on the take. It is politicians on the take. It is the sports commission on the take. It is city council on the take. Everybody's gain, 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 gain. But how does this work in America today? Even at this level, locally, how does it work? How do all these people make money unless we're paying for it? Seems impossible to me. Have they promised them the gate? Have they said, FIFA, we'll give you every penny of every ticket? What have they promised? What have they said? Where's the money coming from? You tell me. I don't know, man. I've got no answers on that one. I'm excited about the Open Championship getting ready to start. This is a golf final major, and we're looking forward to seeing it at Royal Liverpool in England. It is on the west coast of England. It's directly across the Irish Sea from Dublin, It is, the closest major city is Manchester. It's where the Beatles are from. It's the second oldest seaside course in England. It's been around since the 1860s, I think. Royal Liverpool looks really cool. It looks fun. I want to go play in Scotland and Ireland someday. I've not done that yet, but I would like to go there and play someday. So I'm going to do that. When I do, there probably won't be podcasts for a week. That'll be a change for me because I like to do the podcast, but we'll figure it out. I may drop a couple from over there. That actually might be kind of interesting. You might like to hear that. But this tournament is, it's going to be great. And I love it because it comes on in the middle of the night. It's on in the morning. You wake up in the morning at 5:30 or 6 o'clock and the British Open's on. I love that part of this thing. It's over by noon our time every day. So I love that. Rory McIlroy won last week in Scotland. Cam Smith, who won the British Open last year, won a couple weeks ago in London on the last LIV golf tournament. So the two favorites have to be Rory and Cam, the way they're playing. Scottie Scheffler's obviously a favorite. John Rahm will be in the mix somewhere. There's some people there. Two things have caught my eye about this tournament. One is Nike has made special shoes for Rory McIlroy that are tributes to the Beatles, and they look funky. TaylorMade has even made a colorful orange bag. Think, I guess, Sgt. Pepper's. I'm not a Beatles expert. The colorful little things they had, the rainbows and whatnot. TaylorMade has made a bag that looks like sort of a tribute to the Beatles. But the bottom of his shoes, when you hit a golf shot, you're right-handed, your right foot, when you're done, you wind up on your toes. And generally speaking, the cameras are behind you or beside you, and they say love on the bottom of them, which was the Beatles thing. And it's kind of like a Beatles logo. That's on the bottom of the shoe. It's pretty cool. It's something to look for. I like different things like that, and a tribute to the Beatles is certainly worthy, as Royal Liverpool is hosting the British Open. But I've never heard of this, and maybe I should have, and maybe you've heard of this if you're a golfer. The highest degree wedge I've ever heard is 60 degrees loft. A regular sand wedge is 56. What you would call a lob wedge is 60. I've heard some people say they've altered theirs to 62 to hit really high flop shots around the green. I've seen Phil hit these really high, short shots. Well, they have pot bunkers at this golf course that are just deep. It's like being in a pot. You're just down in it. It's hard to get out. Patrick Reed, Captain America, had his manufacturer, and I'm sorry, I don't know the company that made this for him. I don't know which clubs he plays. I should know that. I didn't write it down. He had them make a 72-degree wedge. I mean, that's a pancake turner. That's a spatula. I want to see him use it. I want to see Patrick Reed use a 72-degree wedge, and I want to know if you can buy one. I've been in places where I've needed something like that. Now, there's a limited number of clubs you can carry, so average golfer would maybe need a 72-degree wedge once a year, so you'd never carry it in your bag because you can only carry a certain amount of clubs. You can't carry 25 clubs, but I've never heard of that, a 72-degree lob wedge for this British Open. Our final is brought to you by TicketsForLess.com. If you'd like to go to a Chiefs game this year, now's a great time to buy your tickets online at TicketsForLess.com. 913-685-3322 is the number. It's a local number to reach a person in Kansas City. Yes, this is a national company now. They started with 4 employees when I first started endorsing Tickets for Less. Now they have over 90. I've had a long association with this company. No complaints. Everyone loves doing business with Tickets for Less. It's so easy. The tickets come right into your phone and you walk right in. No added fees, Better Business Bureau, top ratings, and you get a discount with KKHI as your promo code. Every single purchase qualifies for between 5 and 15% off, depending on what you're buying tickets for, with the promo code KKHI. Billy Joel is coming up, Arrowhead Stadium. Lots of great concerts still ahead, right? It's concert season, and the Chiefs are coming. TicketsForLess.com. Or if you're planning on traveling, you can get tickets for anything in the world, Tickets for Less. If you were headed to England right now and like, oh my gosh, maybe I'll go to the British Open. Done. TicketsForLess.com will set you up right there on their site. Window World is simply the best for less, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. Would love to hook you up with a free analysis and estimate, 0% financing, doors, siding, and of course, their world-famous Window World windows with a lifetime warranty made in America. 816-799-0820. Online at windowskansascity.com. and my man Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floors, amazinggaragefloors.net. It is time to seal your concrete. You need to do this, especially by the street. Doesn't have to do, if you have a long driveway, doesn't have to do it all. If you're worried about the pocking and the peeling where the salt and the sand hits when they clear your streets in the winter, you can seal the first 30, 40, 50 feet of your driveway. Maybe that's all you're looking for. But while you're doing it, why don't you have him work up a bit on your garage floor? Ooh, they're so nice. It's such a great thing to have. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139. Our final is Hollywood and a movie that I have not seen, but the reviews on this are that we have a comedy that is non-woke, which means they're going to take shots at everyone. They're going to make funny jokes and be offensive to everyone. Because honestly, that's really what's funny. Making fun of people is funny, right? And picking certain groups and saying we can't make fun of them is not funny. That's not funny. This movie is produced by Adam Sandler's company. He's got a deal with Netflix. He's made some movies on Netflix, and he produces movies for Netflix. It's called The Outlaws, but it's a take on The In-Laws. Okay? It's a double meaning here. It's a comedy. It's non-woke. They say it's really funny. It's produced by Adam Sandler, and it stars Pierce Brosnan as the father-in-law to Adam Devine, who's a young comedy actor guy who's very likable. And apparently Adam Devine is marrying Pierce Brosnan's daughter. And as the wedding comes around, it is believed that Pierce Brosnan, the father-in-law, and the mother-in-law are the most notorious bank robbers in America. And I guess comedy ensues from there. The reviews on it are outstanding. People say it's funny. And it is getting noticed because it's decidedly non-woke. If you have Netflix, check it out. Let me know about it and see if you like it. We try to point out any entertainment or music here that we know is not filtered through the eyes and the lens and the ears of the crazy people on the left. It's what we do at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.